Cast, the global politics podcast at the end of the end of history with myself, Alex Hochuli. This podcast is also Philip Cunliffe and George Hoare, who are away today. So in a recent episode, we talked about the new scramble for Africa, looking at European, US, Chinese, and Russian interests on the continent. At the time, we also promised we'd do more episodes on African countries this year, and so here we are about to talk about Nigeria. So Nigeria, to patronize you, listener, just a little bit, in case you don't know, has a population of 213 million, which makes it the seventh largest in the world, though by now it may already have overtaken Brazil in sixth place. It's the fastest growing of large countries, due to overtake the US in population size before 2050. So Nigeria, in some sense, is or will be impossible to ignore. Yet at the same time, that upward population trend isn't matched by economic growth or seemingly any substantial measures in human development. So what I want to get at in this episode and ask the question is, could Nigeria be seen as, in some ways, an emblematic case, a testament to the failure of development, especially when it's so oil rich? So to help me along in trying to figure out this question, someone far more knowledgeable than me on these matters is Said Husseini, a research fellow at the Center for Democracy and Development in Nigeria. He's also contributing editor to Africa as a Country and one of the co-hosts of a new and brilliantly named podcast, The Nigerian Scam. Welcome back, Said.
Thank you for having me, Alex. Always a pleasure.
So you're joining me from, not from Lagos, but from Abuja.
Yeah, I was just joking that it's kind of more boring, but slightly more predictable of the main cities in Nigeria. It's kind of the Pretoria or Brasilia of Nigeria. You know, not a lot going on and very hard to plan a coup in, you know, but also, I suppose slightly more predictable, you know, for quality of life and that sort of thing.
Right. I guess, yeah, it's hard to mount a coup against from the outside. But if you're inside it already, then it's maybe easier to mount a coup. I mean, this is just me drawing from the Brazilian experience.
Right.
I don't know if it's the same.
Yeah, no, I mean, actually, Abuja was specifically designed by people who had planned coups because it was kind of set up as an alternative national capital during the kind of highly coup-prone military era. And so they actually have done a somewhat decent job of making it, making the streets like very sort of difficult to navigate insofar as a lot of streets are very identical and there's a lot of crescents and this sort of thing. So, and I mean, since Abuja has become the capital, we've not had a coup. So maybe they've succeeded, you know, architecturally, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, knock on wood, maybe.
Right, right, exactly. All right. So getting into it, Nigeria had an election 2 months ago. Since Nigeria returned to democracy in 1999, the People's Democratic Party won repeated elections. And this you can hear a little bit more about when from an episode which we did back in 2019 with Said, which is linked to in the show notes if you want to check that out. So in 2015, just to kind of recap what we learned back then, the All Progressive Congress, the APC, led by Muhammad Buhari, defeated the incumbent, which was quite a big deal at the time because it was the first time that the incumbent had been defeated. And when you were last on the podcast in February 2019, Buhari was about to be reelected. 2 months ago, the APC won again, but now under Bola Tinubu. And please correct my pronunciation if I I messed that up. So before we get to this year's election specifically, which was interesting because it presented this new face in the form of Peter Obi, which was widely discussed and covered in foreign media, I wanted to ask you about Buhari specifically.